What is the post of care for hybrid surgery? Hybrid surgery is a little more morbid than stitchless surgery under local anesthesia done by Gori system. So normally we have a tube in the back called as epidural catheter. This catheter is put prior to the surgery and used to give local anesthesia or epidural anesthesia during surgery. The specialty is we use a medication called as ropivacaine, where the patient is able to move the legs even during surgery if necessary. After the surgery, the tube continues to be in the back for at least a day or two to control the pain of the surgery. Normally, first 24 to 48 hours, the pain is quite a bit and it needs the use of this epidural analgesia, that is pain-killing effect, for that duration. When the pain reduces considerably, generally by the third day morning, we make the patient walk, and once the patient is able to walk without much of a difficulty, then we send the patient home. After going home, the patient has to be in bed for most of the time. The patient may get up to go to the toilet and sit for the meal time. Otherwise, the patient is expected to lie in bed and rest. After a week or so, once the patient gets enough confidence to walk around and is painless, then the patient can be up and about, can move, can stand, can sit, can go around the house in an unlimited way. In general, the implants or the screws and plates, etc., which are put inside, need time to become strong. This time could be as long as 12 weeks or about 3 months from the date of surgery, during which period the patient is allowed to walk, but he or she should not strain the back. Exercises normally are started after a month or so after the surgery. Generally, patients are back to their usual routine within about 3 months of the surgery, when the implants and the bone graft and the cage which has been put inside consolidates, solidifies, and becomes one with the surrounding bones.